This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
It is the start of the first full week of trading since Congress hammered out a fiscal cliff compromise, and lawmakers this morning are staking out their positions for the next go-around. The White House says it will not negotiate over the debt ceiling. Republicans say any further tax hikes are off the table. Julia Coronado is here to look forward with us. She's chief economist at BNP Paribas, and she's with me live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Last week, we had the best week for U.S. stocks in more than a year. Was that optimism warranted in your view, and will it persist?
I personally found it a little bit mystifying why the markets were so euphoric over the fiscal deal, particularly since the payroll tax pretty much locks in a weak start to the year. So I think we're starting to see reality setting in this morning. As you noted, the negotiations over the debt ceiling are getting underway, and that's no doubt going to be quite nasty.
We have the latest earnings season beginning tomorrow for the quarter just ended. What's your preview of that for us?
Well, I think that the earnings season is likely to be mixed as it was last time around. Some companies are doing well. Others are finding it hard to increase the top line. I think what we're going to be focused on is what is the guidance for the year ahead, particularly given the fiscal deal. How are companies thinking about 2013? Are they optimistic or pessimistic?
And just quickly, do you see much to change your impression from the jobs report that we got on Friday?
Well, I think the jobs report was really, truly more of the same. It was steady as she goes. It's not the worst scenario, but there's no signs of real improvement there. So, you know, I think we would like to see better job numbers than 150,000-ish. And at this rate, the unemployment rate's going to stay pretty high for a while.
Julia Coronado is chief economist at BNP Paribas. Thanks so much.
It's a pleasure.